We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and I am joined here in the studio by BJSR, and we have yet another guest, another collaborator, if you will, Tori Reynolds. Welcome to both of you.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, now this particular collaboration, Ben, you are the master collaborator here.
I try.
This all came about very quickly, and yet all of a sudden, it's all I'm hearing about on Facebook.
Yes.
Mission accomplished. Good night. Good night.
Tell me about Go With The Flow.
Well, Tori and I are both yogis at Practice Yoga. And Tori's a teacher, and I'm in teacher
yes.
training.
Yeah.
And you got your certification about a little over a year ago.
Well, I've been teaching for a year and a half now, so kind of all over the Dayton area. But Practice Yoga is really my home base and where I practice. So that's where.
Yeah, and I practice there all the time. And last year started getting into performing for yoga classes. Because I was doing some video production for the studio, and then that led to like doing music for the video, and then that music might fit for a yoga class. Maybe you should try it and play it, and really, really liked it, but knew that I didn't quite have it figured out. So I kind of spent the next year really refining that. And then I did a class with Tori because you were in one of the classes and was like, let's do one together.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a collaboration. I didn't think about it like that. But no, so we did it. And it went really well.
Yeah, it worked out great. And we did it once, and then we just kind of started doing all the classes that we could.
Yeah, and I was
working on it, and
it really
turned into something great.
Yeah, I was doing a bunch of different songs. I was kind of digging up old material with the looping station and the beatboxing that I do for like a lot of my solo stuff. A lot of people around town have heard that. And I would just play instrumental things, and I didn't write quite know the progressions to play or how fast to do it or how many songs to do in a class. I didn't really know how people would respond to it. So a lot of it was like market research, really, just to kind of feel what people liked about the music. And it was a little over a month or two ago that I tried one of the chord progressions that I had been working on, this kind of like B minor. And we realized that the tempo of it just clicked really well with like the breath of a yoga class. If you've ever done yoga, the breath is the most important part.
Yeah, especially with the type of classes that we're doing with the vinyasa, the flow type of classes. We focus so much on the breath. So to use this and get people breathing, it was amazing.
And people listen to music when they do yoga. A lot, but it's either got words, which is distracting if you have a teacher teaching, or it's really intense DJ music and a little bit too much, like a workout, like you're lifting weights or something, or it's a little out there, and to be completely honest, it's a little out there music that maybe slows you way down, or it's not the kind of music you like, or what. If it's not your style of music, then you're kind of distracted by it the entire time. So we came up with this chord progression, and it felt really good, and everybody was like, that was amazing. The class was so excited about it that I just happened to have recorded the class and posted that online, and I didn't even tell her. I just was like, I call it Go With The Flow. And posted it online, and people seemed to be really responding with it. So we just kind of rolled with it, and it's exploded in a lot of ways. So,
is there also something to be said? You know, you're talking about the different types of music that are typically played in a yoga class. Is there also something to be said for the energy of having a live performer in the yoga studio with you as you're in the class, as you're practicing?
I mean, just think about going to a performance of any kind and what kind of energy that has with it. You know, you get kind of amped up for it. You love just – you're kind of drawn in. And at the same time, you know, you kind of tune everything else out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the same kind of effect it has on you in class, because you are kind of trying to tune everything else out and focus really in and get really into what you're doing. So it's just, I don't know, it just all seemed to work together so well.
Don't you think some of your like favorite memories, I know some of my favorite, most euphoric memories are at a concert when this happened. This solo or this long intro or this crazy, whatever. And I think that's because there's something to be said about the connection between people being in the same room. You know, people just try. I mean, the best part about it for me is I get to watch all these people do yoga and work as hard as they. I mean, just work so hard and not like, you know, like, oh, push it. Like, just work every inch of their body. And that just completely motivates me to just play as hard as I can, as thoroughly as I can.
Yeah, music, you know, music helps people connect to themselves and then in greater ways connect to everyone else and the world around them. And that's what we're doing through yoga. So when we put them together.
It just kind of made sense.
What sort of preparation did you guys have to do? You mentioned, you know, kind of trying things out and stuff. How difficult was it to sort of figure out how to get the music in sync with the yoga and vice versa to make a program that you know would work well both for both of you as performer and teacher and the people in the class?
Like I said, there was a little bit of a light bulb when we came up. Okay, because the whole point of the whole point of yoga is to get you to breathe really, really deeply. It's not the point, but it's the thing that allows you to really have a great therapeutic workout is the breath. So the progression that I came up with is for all the musicians out there, you can use this one, is B minor, G, E minor. And when you realize that is like, if you time it so that there's a little bit of pace to it, the B minor, the higher note,
that's the breath in. And that's the breath out.
So it allows you to
exhale. While he's playing that, and I can throw all the cues in the most minimal, relevant way to just be super effective, then people get to, you know.
It helps them kind of breathe in autopilot, and that sounds redundant because breathing is the one thing that we can all do without anybody telling us to, but the hardest thing as a teacher, and I'm getting my teacher certification. All these teachers are just like kind of going wigging out because they were like, "How do you get 25 people to all breathe at the exact same time?" Because they're all different shapes and sizes, and some are working harder and stuff. But you'd be amazed on what they can do if there's something that's kind of subconsciously telling them that. So this progression, after you hear it 6,000 times in the course of an hour and a half, you just kind of you forget that your breathing is long and slow as you should be.
There were people that came to our tour kickoff class on Monday night at practice that come to my classes other places in Dayton that are just an hour long, and you know they come to a 90-minute class that's, you know, more energy, and it was,
they'd be,
you know,
sweating.
It was a hot class too, you know, the heat was up to I think it was turned up to almost 90 degrees. So they told me today that they were, you know, they were beat, they were tired already, but mm-hmm. they got in there and they just felt like they couldn't stop. They had to keep going, and this just, you know, pushed them through. This made them keep going, and that's kind of
it makes, you know, us want to keep doing it.
Part of
it,
what we were going for, you know, this is what carries you through.
My buddy Steve went to the class and he'd never done yoga before at all, let alone like this 90-minute, pretty intense power flow. And you'd think that after that hard of a workout that you would just be like a puddle on the floor, but within 30 minutes he was like jumping around. He's like, "I feel amazing. My shoulders feel like I could like, you know, bench press the world." And he's just jumping around. He's like, "I was like, drink a lot of water and get some sleep because you're going to be feeling it tomorrow." But it's great. I mean, it really livens you up.
Well, tell me about the tour. You're planning on taking this to other cities?
Yeah, our first stop, Michigan.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
I was already planning on going down to South by Southwest in Austin with Belarus, who is spun on the station a lot and really good friends of mine from Minneapolis. And we went last year and had the time of our lives. So we were heading down there anyway, and I was thinking about maybe going with my band, and it was just going to be really difficult. So I was going to be in my car this whole trip down again. And I was like, no, it's not going to be very much fun. So I called Tori and I was like, "Do you want to try to see if we can't play this for other people?" And when we made that decision, it was back in January, we decided that we were going to do it and try to do it as well as we could. And that's when all the real refining went, that picked up. And we decided that if we were going to do this for people that don't know who we are, we're probably going to have to make sure that it's really, really, really good. So we're playing, we're going to be going to Michigan, Chicago, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Norman, Oklahoma, Austin, then San Antonio, Dallas, Nashville, and then back home. So
yeah.
Either a BJSR show or a Go With The Flow class.
Yeah.
So it's going to be intense.
Uh-huh. So I was going to ask you how the reception has been among other cities, but it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And I've been lucky and fortunate enough to do training programs kind of spread out. So made a lot of connections and just spread the word. And it's had such a great response. And people in the yoga community are so supportive. And are just
almost too supportive. They need to knock it off. Yeah. Knock it off, yogis. You're too nice to us.
So much love going around. But yeah, and we're actually already looking at some more stuff at the end of May.
We posted a video on Monday. We posted a poster, kind of like a press release poster, last week or two ago on Facebook, and the response was, I've never had anybody like, you know, quote unquote, like something that many times ever, let alone in one day. So that's when we're like, we need to do this as much as we can. Why not? You know, if people like it and we have fun doing it. So we, as soon as we just dove into that and we dropped the video, yesterday, that I think the sky's the limit as far as like, we want to be able to do this for people because it's so much fun.
As far as the idea of, you know, yoga is certainly becoming more, more popular, I think, or at least more recognized, in sort of the overall community, not just sort of the niche community that was doing it for many, many years. Do you feel like bringing in, you know, a different style of music, something that's more, you know, pop-based, folk-based, is going to appeal to people who may not have necessarily thought that yoga was for them? You know, bringing in sort of a popular music element might attract more people to start practicing.
Definitely. I think anytime you bring in a different element to anything that you're doing, you're going to attract, anyone from a different crowd. So
just like anything, the longer you do something, the easier it is to get into a routine. And one of the big things about the philosophy of yoga is to not get stuck in a rut, whether that's your practice or your relationships or your job or your eating habits, all those things. It's just because then if you do that, then you rely on that routine. So I think Go With The Flow and this live music thing is not something that every class should be. It's not like we're saying this is the best way to do yoga. We're saying this will kind of just slap you in the face a little bit, which may help you have a lot of really good classes that don't have music, so that when you have a class that has music, it's fun. So it jostles people, and that's the best part about it, especially because we're not saying that this is the new way. This is just a fun way to do it. So there may be some resistance from the very traditional ideas, but for the most part, like you were saying, Tori, the reception has just been amazing from everybody. Yeah. People that have been doing it for 50 years and people that, like Steve, have never done it before, they're like, this is fun, this is cool. I keep saying fun.
It is fun. It's fine. Nothing wrong with fun.
Do you guys plan on sticking with this same basic routine and music setup, or do you want to develop it into, you know, several different types of routines with several different types of musical sets that go with them? Are you looking that far ahead yet? Or,
well, by routine, what do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean? I guess I should ask.
There you go. That's kind of it's something that we struggle with a lot.
Are you referring to maybe the sequence that we do in class?
Yes, that would be the one.
It's never the same.
See? Yeah. I just assumed that it would be the same.
Yeah.
I come from a kind of a training background that really, really teaches you to... keeps you on your toes, think on your feet, whatever the saying is, but not always have a plan, because how often do plans really work out?
Absolutely.
So
Yeah, we say in the copy of the video, there's some text on the video that basically says that the beat guides the breath. That's the tempo that you lock in, that you kind of stick with for a good hour and a half, is the same tempo throughout the whole thing, and that's really the only consistency. And that's not even consistent per class. I mean, I wait until Tori gets enough into the class before I even set up the looping tempo. So that is decided on the group of people that are trying to practice right there and that are practicing. And we spent a long time being like, okay, so what are you going to do here? Like, let's plan this and let's plan this and let's plan that. And then every time we tried to do that, it went horribly wrong because she's teaching to the class.
Yeah. It's always going to change.
It's so weird.
It's always like going to be different.
The more we try to plan it, the more it seems rigid and everybody can tell. And the more times we're just like, okay, let's just... it sounds really corny, but let's just kind of go with the flow. We're like hashtagging.
Yeah, the more I've been saying that, and the more people have been saying that to me, I'm like, I cannot get away from it.
I'm one big hashtag, I guess that's what you say. But no, it's cool because I think that if we did keep it consistent, that would defeat the purpose of it, is that people would get bored with it, and then why did we do it in the beginning? So hopefully it'll continue to grow. It'll continue to flow.
Yeah.
You know?
It works. It works really, really well the way we've been doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think it will continue to.
Well, if people want to keep tabs on where you're doing these different classes, both in the Miami Valley and around the country, where should they check you guys out online?
Well, we both have... our Facebook pages.
Knowing me, I'm going to continue to shamelessly self-promote myself. be the BJSR stuff. So, and what's been cool is it's helping Tori just as a teacher just as much as it's been helping me as a musician in our respective fields. But we have the video up online that, everything links to it back to itself. But while we're on the road and continue to be on the road, we're going to be blogging on practiceyogadayton.com. Which, because they allowed us to do this. We did all of our rehearsals at the studio, and so many of the yogis there heard us practice when we were not very good. So we're going to be
pretty much our guinea pigs.
and so we're going to be blogging on practiceyogadayton.com. If you click on one of the tabs that says Go With The Flow, it'll basically be our whole trip. And we're going down to South By. There's 2,000 bands playing, and that's not even the people that are just going to hang out and listen to music. So we're assuming that everybody down there either has done yoga or has dated somebody that's done yoga. So we're going to, I don't know, I think the festival is going to be really telling for where this all leads.
Well, we are just about out of time, but I want to thank you both for being here, and we'll get links up to all that stuff up on our Facebook page. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
And you have been listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. Alternative Radio's up next. See you next week.